You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Over our break, the Trump administration sent the American Special Forces to capture the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and has since threatened to take over Greenland militarily if it cannot take it diplomatically. Moves that have spread alarm amongst the international commentators. At the same time, protests have once again surged across Iran as the economy buckles and tensions over morality laws continue to brew following the large-scale women's rights protests over the last few years. This has sparked speculations on what could happen if the Islamic regime were to fall. Closer to home, thousands of Kiwis' health information was taken from the online platform Manage My Health, leading to sensitive health information ending up in the hands of unknown persons with unknown motives. And for our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with MP Ricardo Menendez March about Iran, Manage My Health, and what he'd like to see going into this election year. But first, we discussed the United States' recent actions on the world stage. Hello, Ricardo.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I want to start us off today by talking about some developments that have happened over the break. The biggest and most internationally alarming, potentially, is the U.S. Special Forces operation within Venezuela of the capturing of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, to be taken to the U.S. court system. The chilling effect that this might have on the international stage has been a big point for a lot of commentators. How do you feel that New Zealand should respond within these conditions?
The Green Party has condemned the illegal kidnapping of the Venezuelan leader. And no matter what you think of him, the reality is that a complete disregard of international rules-based order risks us entering as a planet, actually, into an era of potentially enhanced conflict with more risks of the U.S. taking these illegal actions, kidnapping world leaders that they do not like, and other global powers, than realizing that there is no point in any country following international rules since they're going to be disregarded by global powers, putting us all more at risk of conflict, wars, and uncertainty moving forward.
Following the capturing of Maduro, there has been overtures made towards Greenland by the United States, and they have not ruled out military action in that case. How alarming is this to you?
This is U.S. imperialism in action. It's effectively the U.S. now saying very openly and without really trying to coat it with any sort of pretense that this is about bring democracy to other countries, basically saying that for matters of global hegemony that they need to take over Greenland. And the fact that they haven't discarded military interventions should be really concerning. What has been particularly worrying has been the weak response by the European Union, as well as the lack of a strong voice from our own government and the international stage to support Greenland's sovereignty, and to make it really clear that any incursion by the U.S. into Greenland, as with any other country, again, risks global safety. It risks us being able to guarantee future generations being able to grow up in peace. And it gives other global powers like Russia and China the space for them to disregard international rules-based orders, as the U.S. is constantly doing at the moment. This is a really, really dangerous start of the year, and our own government has a role to play to make sure that we continue upholding human rights, the sovereignty of peoples across the world, and to help put an end to ongoing imperialism, which makes no one safer.
If you were in charge of New Zealand foreign policy and you were to devise the strategic response to this development, what would you like to have seen?
So I think stronger condemnation of what happened in Venezuela would be a good start, as well as making it extremely clear that Greenland belongs to Greenlanders. And I think it also should put into question our place in other military and intelligence sharing alliances like the Five Eyes, something that the Green Party has long criticized And if we were in power, we would be basically reviewing and potentially exiting some of these alliances with the US.
And given this seems, in a substantive way, a change, at least rhetorically, in the international rules-based order, is there deeper considerations that New Zealand should have about their security and security alliances?
So, I mean, it goes beyond rhetoric, right? I mean, what we saw in Venezuela was literally an illegal kidnapping of a leader. And I think what we should be concerned about is that right now we do provide a lot of information to the United States, including biometric information that comes through our borders. Information also about asylum seekers, for example, gets shared between the Five Eyes partners. We have no control over what the United States does once that information is handed over to them. And now that we are seeing a very blatant disregard for international rules-based orders, we should be concerned about the fact that we effectively share a lot of information with a country that seems completely unable to regard rules-based order, which is something that our foreign policy is grounded on. And if disregarded, it risks putting the well-being of New Zealanders at risk as well, because we have no control over how the United States uses the information we provide as part of these alliances we're part of.
And moving on to a different part of the world, to Iran, there have been large-scale protests have once again gripped the country. This is not the first time in recent years that there have been large-scale protests in Iran. The international response has been varied. There's been lots of support from the Iranian diaspora, that I've seen at least, and there is lots of support from many different voices across the world about who should take over if the Iranian Islamic Republic were to fall or be challenged. What do you feel is the right response for the New Zealand government to be taking?
First of all, our solidarity is with the working people of Iran who have long stood against gender apartheid and who have long called for better conditions materially and when it comes to human rights as well. And we've long supported actions by human rights champions, from working people, to bring about greater liberation for women, for other minorities, including queer and ethnic minorities within Iran as well. And so we've stood in solidarity with diaspora groups here in Aotearoa who have called for the revolution to be led by working people and to ensure that this revolution does not end up being effectively taken over by imperial powers, because what we're also seeing is now maneuvering by the likes of the United States as well as Iran's traditional allies. And I think the most important thing here is that this should not be used by other global powers as an attempt to seize power and resources from Iran, and instead we should be supporting the working people of Iran to fight for liberation and to stand with them in solidarity.
And moving into more local politics, the recent Manage My Health data breach impacted thousands of New Zealand patients in mostly centered in Northland. With a failure in policy like this, how should the New Zealand government respond? And if the Green Party were in that position, where would their priorities lie?
So my colleague, Hannah Linden, who's based up north, has raised the alarm in relationship to this data breach, which now risks putting people's information to the dark web, which could be used to extort people and potentially to also put people in a disadvantageous position by being able to share sensitive health information publicly. But I think what this really erases is the fact that we've handed over most of our primary care, so that is, for example, our GP services, to the private sector, including private companies that will end up putting profit above the well-being of people, as with most private companies. And so this is why, for us, it's another rallying call for bringing the primary care into our public service. And so that includes things like GP services and dental services as well. And that should include an exploration as to whether we should be reviewing how we procure these services for managing data, because it seems to me that the private sector has been unable to actually put the public good and the protection of data above things like profit. And so I do call on the government to ensure the review their contracts and prioritize moving our healthcare system into the public good as opposed to keeping parts of it within the private sector.
And just to finish off our interview today, I want to think about moving into this new year. It's an election year. There's going to be lots of campaigning going on. I want to know what kind of campaign you want to see and what topics you think would be important on the agenda.
The Green Party is fighting to have the strongest share of votes that we've ever had so that we can be in a leading position to implement things like the wealth tax, so that people can have access to free dental and future generations can have a clean environment that they can grow up in. I think people will be wondering whether a so-called growing economy is actually benefiting them or whether they're just seeing supermarkets and banks continuing to make record profits while everyday people struggle. And this is why for us, our focus will be on ensuring that we can fight for economic and climate justice to deliver an economy that works for everyone, not just Christopher Luxon's mates. And our power isn't in big donations, but instead on people power. So for anyone listening who wants to get involved in elections and you don't have the backing of billionaires, consider getting involved in our election campaign, and we look forward to changing the government.
All right, Ricardo, thank you very, very much for talking to me today.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March on the state of the world, the Manage My Health data breach, and the upcoming election.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.